You have come with expectation. Among the many things that happen when we are gathered is that we experience his benefits. Let me list five of them and then we pray. Psalm 103. Psalm 103. Bless the Lord, O my soul, verse 1 says, are we together, media, help us. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me, bless his holy name, verse 2. It says, bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not his benefits. There are benefits when we come to God. Five of them, walk with me. Number 3, the Bible says, who forgiveth thine iniquities? That means every time we're gathered unto the Lord like we are tonight, we expect his grace to be available to administer forgiveness. Number 2, who healed all thy diseases? Please back up a bit. Thank you. Who healed how many? Say all. Let the issue concerning your health hear you confess. Say all. Who healed all thy diseases? Number 4, the Bible says, who redeemed thy life from destruction? That is deliverance. Deliverance is not just casting out spirit, it's separating men from conditions. It's not only spirits, you can be separated from a condition. Who crowned thee with loving kindness and tender mercies? That is called honor. And then the final verse, who satisfied your mouth with good things so that your youth is renewed like the eagles? When I come to God, I come believing that number 1, he exists, but number 2, on account of these promises, that he is a rewarder. He's a rewarder, rewarding your sacrifice. You've been laboring from the start of this conference. That includes those who are following online. The next few minutes that we're going to be having, I'd like you to give your destiny dedicated attention. Plunge yourself in the prayer. Let your heart be open. Trust God to visit you. And by the way, let me encourage those who are yet to submit their prayer request. If you're yet to submit your prayer request, please do well. Just wave it where you are. And ushers, please, can you help us? Let's just walk around so we pick it. And perhaps you may want to pass it to someone by the right or left to make it easier for the ushers. And for those of you online, I'm sure there should be a way of getting your request. We're about to pray right now. Why do we pray? Because God is ever ready to hear us and to answer us. Why do we pray? Because prayer is the authorized platform to communicate our needs and our petitions. The Bible says, what things soever ye desire, when ye pray, believe that thou receivest them and thou shalt have them. Philippians 4:6, it says, be anxious for nothing, but in everything. How many things? Everything. By prayer and supplication with thanksgiving. It says, let your request be made known unto God. Why do we pray? Because the Bible says, ye have not because ye ask not. There is a promise in scripture that to everyone who asks, that he will receive. Matthew 7 and verse 7, it says, ask and you shall receive. Seek and you shall find. Knock, it says, and it shall be opened unto you. We want to ask right now in prayer. I'm a firm believer in the power of God. I've seen him do miraculous things. And my goodness, that he will glorify Jesus in this place today. Are you ready? If you're still writing, let me give you a few seconds to write. Perhaps your faith has been challenged and you want to still add a few things. The Bible says, Ephesians 3:20, now unto him who is able to do exceeding abundantly far above all that we ask or think, according to the power that works within us. It says, to him be the glory in the church, even by Christ Jesus. Amen. So we are talking to a God who hears. Unto thee that answers prayer shall all flesh come. I believe in Jesus. I believe in his power to heal. Ensure that within the next 5 minutes or so that we have, that you will not walk out of this place with any infirmity in your body. Everything that is inconsistent with God's desire for you, as revealed in scripture, you have a responsibility to partner with the Spirit of God and partner with the Word to get it out of your life. Do you believe that? Rise up on your feet and let's pray for a minute, and then I speak over your life. Someone who is full of faith, begin to pray in the Spirit in 1 minute. Pray in the Spirit in 1 minute. pray in the spirit in 1 minute.
But thou, O Lord, art a shield for me, my glory, you lift my head. But thou, O Lord, art a shield for me, my glory, the lifter up of my head. But thou, O Lord, art a shield for me, my glory, you lift my head. But thou, O Lord, art a shield for me, my glory, the lifter up of my head.
Say after me as loud as you can, say Father. One more time, say Father. In the name of Jesus, I decree and declare that my life will be a revelation of the glory of God. I receive by faith all your promises for me. Go ahead and begin to pray. I receive Shabakata Balakatos. Someone is praying. Rakesh Kapranda Gabelekatas Kapragadabelata. Shales Kabarentas Kabrakatola Savasarabakata. I receive in the name of Jesus. Go ahead and pray. And this is the confidence that we have in Him, that when we ask anything according to His will, He heareth us. Go ahead and pray. Oh, I receive by faith. Go ahead and pray. Divine help, speed, favor, liftings by the power of the Holy Ghost. Online, pray. Outside, pray. Man of God, pray. Businessman, pray. Worshippers, pray. Ela shalakas kabrakata belakatos. Shalabarada bekatabarada bos. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Now, I'm just going to speak over the sick. I feel stirred in my heart to pray. We may not have time to take the testimonies, but you can take that, you know, on Sunday, you can come and testify. But I want to pray particularly for the sick. And then I want to speak the favor of God over your life. And then we'll do the prayer. There are many things to pray for, but these two things, your body, and then to program a climate of favor over you. Many people have disrespected the power of the prophetic. You will be joking. Just because there are abuses and imbalances does not mean you throw away the prophetic ministry. It's an advantage that God gave us. We transit realms. We are changed upon the power of prophecy. Hallelujah. I want to pray for the sick now. Listen to me. The revelation behind healing is God's commitment to preserve your body and to give you the vitality needed to serve Him and to represent Him. It's important you understand this. When the sick are healed, it's beyond an attestation that a man of God is anointed. No, God's goal is way bigger than that. It is God's commitment towards giving you sustained vitality. It says, they that be planted in the house of God, it says they will flourish in the courts of our God, that even in old age they will be fat and flourishing. It then means that if you tolerate infirmity and sickness of any kind and any sort in your body, it is your participation with darkness to cut short your life. Every manifestation of sickness is death being administered in a measure. And according to the pattern of how Satan works, when he touches an area and you allow him unrestrained, he will move further. This is what he did to the church, the early church. The Bible says Herod made a commitment to vex certain Jews, and they caught James and beheaded James, and the church kept quiet. When he saw that it pleased the people, the Bible says he proceeded further. Satan touches your health, you are quiet. He proceeds further to your children, proceeds further to your finances. But then when we get to verse 5, the church became angry. The Bible says while he was waiting, so that when, you know, the feast was over, the Bible says the church came together, but prayer was made by the church unto God for him, and angels came to the rescue. The same angels that rescued Peter were available to rescue James. So as I pray for you, make sure you do not entertain any trace of infirmity and sickness in your body. As Jesus taught, the Bible says the power of God was present. The presence of the power does not mean it is administered to you. It has to be received by faith. Healing is governed by the hearing of faith. The hearing of faith that God wants to heal you, and then you open up your hearts to receive. When you receive by faith, every time Jesus healed the sick, he did not leave them that way. He would always ask them to take steps in response to their belief. This is the definition of faith. Faith is not just believing God. Faith is the name given to your response of obedience as proof that you believe. Believing God is part of the process that leads to faith, but it is not faith. Until there is a response in obedience, it is not faith. In one word, faith is obedience. Faith is not action. Faith is obedience. You can act in disobedience. Jonah acted, but in disobedience. We do not call his action faith, because it was against the word of God. Your action must be consistent to the word of God and the instruction that has come. Are we together? Yes. Lay your hands right now. I want to pray for you. I'm standing in faith with Reverend Sam. I want to pray for you. For as long as I live, I will see to it that everyone who is sick, oppressed of the devil, according to Acts 10:38, that they have a chance to experience the power of God. He said how God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and with power, and he went about on the strength of that empowerment doing good and healing all, not some, they that were oppressed of the devil. He says for God was with him. Acts chapter 10, when you read from verse 34, they said God is no respecter of persons. I like that scripture, that God is no respecter of persons. God is no respecter of persons. I want to pray for you. Lay your hands now. If it's a part of your body you cannot touch, just make contact with your chest by faith. You can stand in for your loved one, perhaps some mother somewhere, trusting God for a miracle, deliverance from any kind, whatever it is. Lay your hands there. Right from the moments of worship, as we enjoy the presence of God here, been building momentum in the spirit, and now that the word has come, God's power is available to bring you healing. Healing right here on site, healing online, across distance is no barrier. And I want you to believe as I speak, they are not empty words, they are empowered. There is a throne that backs our speakings. Omnipotent Father of mercy and grace, thou art welcome in this place. Father, in the name of Jesus, I lay my hands by faith upon everyone who is sick in their bodies. I'm seeing people lift medical reports. I'm seeing people lifting photos of their loved ones. I want you to connect by faith. I'm about to speak to you now. The Bible says by his stripes we were healed, Peter said. The spirits that are at the back of every infirmity here represented, in the name of Jesus Christ, the Son of the living God, we take authority over those spirits now. Shout a believing amen now. Shout a believing amen now. Every spirit that is back of any infirmity plaguing God's people, I decree and I declare that you give way now. And I minister the life and the power of Jesus to your body. I declare, be healed now. Be healed now. Be healed now. My God, be healed now. Eye conditions, be healed now. blood conditions of any kind and any sort, be healed now. Bone conditions, be healed now. I tell you, I sense such a strong anointing of the Spirit of God. I'm praying for someone who has a severe pain around your ankle. In the name that is above all names, be healed this moment. There is a lady, your left eye, you are seeing, please help them. In the name of Jesus, I'm seeing you have severe pain. When you look, it's like you are seeing an object. Your left eye, the power of God is touching you right now. I bring you life, I bring you healing. In the name of Jesus. I've seen these kinds of conditions many times, and the Lord is asking me to announce it again. You are a lady. Your cycle happens twice a month. It is very irregular. It comes with excruciating pain. The power of God is touching you right now. In the name of Jesus Christ, I curse that devil from your body. All kinds of growths, fibroids, lumps, I declare they die now. In the name of Jesus Christ. You're having severe pain, especially at the left side of your neck. When you turn it, this happened when you woke up one morning. I'm praying for you now. The power of God is touching you this moment. I don't know what hospital is in Garki, but I'm seeing someone in a hospital there, and the power of God is touching that person right now. Garki, a hospital there, in the name that is above all names, let there be a miracle for you right now. Let there be a miracle for you right now. I'm seeing a woman sit on a chair and holding a child. This child should be about maybe 4 or 5 years. He has autism. This is what is wrong with that child. This is a woman from United Kingdom. You are sitting with your child. He has autism. Let the power of God touch that child now. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. You are having problems with your knee. Your knee. Particularly your kneecap. You are not able to bend this way, not without pain. The power of God is touching you right now. The Lord is showing me a lady. You had a dream. In that dream, you saw yourself breastfeeding a baby. From the time you woke up, you've been having excruciating pain, particularly the right side of your breast. I curse that spirit right now. I curse that spirit right now. Lumbar spondylosis, be healed. Peptic ulcer, be healed. Migraine headaches, be healed. I say it again, migraine headaches, be healed. I command cancer to die. Sugar diabetes, be healed. Pile, the Lord is healing someone from pile, painful pile, be healed in Jesus' name. I'm seeing somebody having recurrent malaria. Recurrent, it keeps coming. You treat it, it comes, you treat it. I command that spirit to give way now. In the name of Jesus Christ. There's someone having, your heart is not palpitating, but you are having breathing problems. If you lie down in a room, you know how an asthma patient is. You don't have asthma, but this thing affects your breathing. I'm seeing sometimes you stand close to the window, so you are able to breathe enough air. I want to pray for you. Anything wrong with your veins and your arteries, that the devil is programming death, no matter what it is called, I curse it now by the God of heaven. In the name of Jesus, heart palpitations, be healed. Lupus, be healed. Rheumatoid arthritis, be healed. In the name of Jesus Christ. The Lord is showing me a man. I'm seeing a man sitting. You are beginning to have the initial stages of prostate cancer. In the name that is above all names, wherever you are, whether you are here or following online, by the God that we serve, we call prostate by its name and we curse cancer by the God of heaven. In the name of Jesus. The Lord is ministering to me There is a lady, you don't have a child, but you are lactating. You're lactating. You don't have a child. This is something you've gone to the hospital for. In the name of Jesus, the Son of the Living God, let that satanic occurrence come to an end now. Memory loss. I'm hearing memory loss. Memory loss. You forget things. This is beginning to affect you in your place of work. In the name of Jesus, I speak to you. You have the mind of Christ. You have the mind of Christ. You have the mind of Christ. The Lord is asking me to speak over someone. I'm ministering healing, but every time something good is about to happen, you go to bed and you have a dream. Some person will come to molest you, and the moment you wake up, whether it's a job or some opportunity, it just leaves. In the name of Jesus, the Son of the Living God, we sever you from the influence of those spirits. In the name of Jesus Christ. There is a couple the Lord is asking me to minister to. The problem affecting fertility is the man. This is a problem that is common to men. And yours is an acute problem. You need a miracle. This is not something drugs or supplement can correct. You are not able to get your wife pregnant. I want you to believe that the power of God is in this place. God who quickened the body of Abraham, that Isaac came even by natural means. Let that power that raised Christ from the dead quicken your mortal body now. Quicken your mortal body now. Quicken your mortal body now. I'm hearing a name, Zuera. This is the name that I'm hearing. Zuera, this should be another name. In the name of Jesus, I pray for that person, whether here or online. Every infirmity, I'm saying this is something that has to do with your heart. By the power that raised Christ from the dead, I bring you life and healing. Life and healing. Life and healing. Life and healing. There is a woman God is asking me to pray for. We're wrapping up. Although this woman is on the big side, it is not because of her weight that she's having mobility problems. I'm saying that there is a problem just right here. I'm literally feeling the pain from here. I'm not a medical doctor. I might not be able to give it all the explanation needed, but in the name of Jesus, that pain at your right side is affecting Mama's mobility. As the church of the Lord Jesus Christ, we curse that pain now. We curse that pain now. We curse that pain now. Hearing problems, be healed now. Speech problems, be healed now. I feel set up in my heart to just speak. This is not word of knowledge, but it's just out of an information I know. Particularly around Europe, the case of mental health and autism, these two cases is plaguing children, particularly in their teenage. We stand in faith right from here. We are speaking to the nations, but particularly we release our faith over the children in Europe, from Nigeria to Europe, extending to Canada, America. This plague, this spirit of mental health, destroying people at their productive years. We call it by name and we curse it by the God of heaven. We curse it by the God of heaven. In the name of Jesus Christ. Can I declare favor over you? Truly, there is a grace called favor. I want you to convince yourself that there is such a grace, and it can rest upon a man. It brings systems and structure under pressure and compels men to treat you with benevolence, with kindness. There are three biblical indices to measure the presence of favor. Number one, unusual kindness. When the grace for favor is on you, men, related and unrelated, they are compelled by this grace to show you unusual kindness. Number two is unusual acceptance. Acceptance beyond the prejudices of tribe, race, gender. This is what happens when you receive the grace for favor. Number three is unusual access. Access. This is how you know that the favor of God has rested upon you. The Bible says, watch this now. It says in Esther chapter 2 and verse 15, the B part says, and Esther obtained favor in the sight of all them that looked upon her. Verse 17 says, and the king loved Esther more than all the virgins. He now placed a royal apparel upon her head and made her queen instead of Vashti. Exodus 3:21, and I will give these people favor in the sight of the Egyptians, and it shall come to pass that as ye go, ye shall not go empty. Psalms 44 and verse 3, they got not the land in possession by their own sword, neither did their arm save them, but thou, O Lord, and thy right hand, the light of your countenance, because thou hast a favor towards them. I pray for you, standing in partnership with the grace upon the angel in this house. I decree and declare, from the transforming church to all those who are connected, I stand as a privileged steward of this grace in the name that is above all names. Let this grace for favor, let it rest upon you now. Let it rest upon you now. Unusual access, let it rest upon you. From the depth of my spirit, I release that grace upon you. Let it work wonders in your life. Favor in your career, favor in ministry, favor in business, favor in family. Even Pharaoh must favor you. Help that woman in the name of Jesus. Hear me, by this prayer, every door that has been closed over your life, I stand upon the grace of the man of God and I speak to that door. Ephata, be open. Ephata, be open. Ephata, be open. 2024, hear the word of the Lord. Be open now. When Jesus was born, even as a baby, with no ability to help himself, that grace spoke, and the Magi, right from where they were, the Bible says these were adults, and they carried gifts of gold, of frankincense and myrrh. They were taking it to a baby, not an adult. I'm praying for you again. This is an advantage we have in the kingdom. May favor rest upon you. And let it begin to speak from this night in the name of Jesus. Favor that brings establishment, favor that connects you to strategic men in the name of Jesus. Ministers of the gospel, let favor bring helpers for you, helpers of the war in the name of Jesus Christ. This year, I forbid you from being alone. I forbid you from crying alone in the name of Jesus. The grace that helped Hagar in the desert, Hagar was crying together with her baby, and when God spoke to her, she looked and saw an oasis springing forth. I declare, the oasis that must spring from your desert, let it begin now. Can we pray? I'm going to request, since we're praying on it together, is that fine, Reverend Sam? Okay, please let me request the ushers. Please bring the prayer requests and then please bring it.
Can you guys pour it here? Can you bring them all here?
Let your spirit, spirit of wisdom, rest on me, rest on me. Let your spirit, spirit of wisdom, rest on me, rest on me. Oh, rest on me. Oh, rest on me. Oh, rest on me. Spirit of wisdom, rest on me. Let your power, power to prosper, rest on me, rest on me. Let your power, power to prosper,
rest on me, rest on me.
Hallelujah. We are going to pray on this by the grace of God. And I remember doing this last year. And I'm still going to request again. I know this is the Transforming Church, but please allow me request particularly for Reverend Sam to make declarations that grace for influence. Many of you do not know that penetrating cultures and systems comes with a grace. No matter how gifted you are, our world is bound by tribal, ethno-cultural prejudices. It takes a grace many times beyond your gift to give you visibility and access beyond the shores of the territory wherein you are domiciled. Are we together? Yes. The things that you are going to be receiving is from the abundance of the grace and the mercy of God. There are many of you here who run corporations, but you've not been able to break into certain circles. It is not by might, it is not by power. I have seen many gifted people, worship ministers, several people. I've seen men and women of God sincere with character, integrity, sound in scripture. But the capacity to break beyond the barrier, there is an embargo. It's a territorial embargo. It forces men to look like the spirit of the city. It takes grace to lift people and to give you a flight beyond your limitation. I have seen people today that in all honesty, Reverend Sam, sometimes I wonder, why are you at this level? And these are not people, maybe you know they are prepared. I hope that one of the graces that we're going to be praying for right now is the grace for visibility. The Bible says, neither do men light a lamp and put it under a bushel. There are many of you right now, you are gifted, but you are with the wrong audience. The people around you do not have the discernment to appreciate what you carry, nor the capacity to reward what you carry. You need to be translocated by the Spirit to an environment where they have an appreciation for what you carry. It is very insulting and frustrating to be gifted and be around the wrong audience. They will not place value on what you carry. This is what honor is about. Honor compels men to perceive you correctly as touching your value and to reward you to match the extent of your sacrifice. Reverend Sam, praise the name of the Lord. Do you believe in the power of agreement? We're going to kneel and pray. And I want, no, you don't have to kneel. Who will do the kneeling for you? Yours is to receive. Don't let any spirit distract you. These are the kinds of prophetic moments where people's destinies change. And this is where Satan steals into people's focus and then fools them to be looking around. And then they miss their day of opportunity. Jacob said, the Lord was in this place and I knew not. Begin to pray in the spirit, Reverend Samson.
In Jesus' name, amen. I'd like you to just place your right hand on your head as you pray right now. And let me say this. The first person to ever walk up to me and say, Reverend Sam, there's a grace for cross-cultural influence on you, was Pastor Kunle Shorinyon. The second person was Apostle Selman. Recognizing that grace, God has been so merciful, we can't even share things in the public. The Bible says he is the one that busts your confinements. From today, whatsoever is the reason for your confinement, it is over. I say the Lord busts your confinements. Servant of God, the Lord bust your confinements. Inside and outside, the Lord burst your confinement. Single lady, single man, the Lord burst your confinement. I decree and declare from today, your branches will begin to spread over the walls. You are uncontainable. From today, you are unstoppable. From today, you are irresistible. From today, you begin to spread out. You begin to move out. You begin to advance. Begin to advance. Break barriers. Break limitations. Break obstacles. Move higher. Move forward. Advance. Progress. Flourish. Thrive. Locally and internationally. Go to the nations. Go to the nations. Your doors are open. Your gates are open. Your gates are open. In the name of Jesus.
Hallelujah. Listen to me. Please listen. The greatest way and the most potent way to transfer graces is through words. Hallelujah. Words. He said, if you had known of the dispensation of the grace that was given unto me for you, word.
Given to me for you.
I want to release the grace for visibility. Listen to me. Deuteronomy chapter 28 from verse 1 and 2. My God. The Bible says, and it shall come to pass, if thou shalt diligently hearken to the voice of the Lord thy God, to observe and to do all that I command you this day, it says that you shall be exalted above all, not some, all the nations of the earth. From tonight, like a candle that has been lit, I forbid you from remaining small.
Yes.
I forbid you from remaining small. May that grace for visibility rest upon you. Access to the nations of the earth. Access to the hearts of kings. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. When Saul met with Samuel, three things happened. Samuel said, is it not because the Lord has anointed you to be a captain over his inheritance? I pray for you. The anointing that makes you a captain, the Bible calls it an oil of gladness that makes you above your fellows. May that grace rest upon you now. And Samuel told Saul, he said, as you return, the first thing is restoration. That the donkey that has been missing would have been back home. Yeah. We prophesy that everything you have lost in 2023, we decree and declare, let it be a balance brought forward for you.
Yes.
In the mighty name of Jesus, I speak restoration.
Yes.
I speak restoration.
Yes.
I speak restoration.
Yes.
Number two. He said, you will meet with three men, each of them holding two loaves.
Yes,
they will salute you and they will give,
to you.
And he says, of them receive.
Yes.
Where are your helpers of destiny? We decree and declare, from January to December 2024, enjoy the ministry of destiny helpers.
Yes.
Enjoy the ministry of destiny helpers. Number three. He says you will come to the garrison of the Philistines and that the Spirit of God will come upon you and you will begin to prophesy.
Yes.
I pray for you.
Yes.
The unction that turns you to another man.
Hey.
Another man in business. Another man in ministry.
Yes.
Another man in worship.
Yes.
Another man in family
another
life.
Man.
Let that grace rest upon you.
Yes.
The grace that makes Abraham, Abraham.
Hey.
The grace that makes Sarai, Sarah. The grace that makes Cephas, Peter. The grace that makes Jacob, Israel. The grace to become another man. Receive it in Jesus' name.
Yes. My God.
Can I request, before we pray on the request here. Yes. Can you stretch your hands towards us? The Bible says that God will bless the works of your hands. Your hand is a symbol of your productivity. Listen, Job said, in the days of my youth, when his light, his candle was upon my tabernacle. Yes. You see, there were two kinds of light that Job had. One upon his head and another upon his path. Yes. The one on his head was for illumination. The one on his path was for direction. And the benefit of the light upon his head was seen in the works of his hands. I want to pray for you. In the name of Jesus, yes, we release our faith.
Yes.
Nothing dies in your hands.
Nothing. Nothing.
Nothing dies in your hands.
Nothing.
Nothing dies in your hands.
Yes.
Let blessing meet blessing on your hands.
Hey.
May the Lord make your hands strong.
Yes.
May the Lord prosper the works of your
yes.
hands. In the name of Jesus.
Yes. My God. Stretch your hands in this direction, Father. I lift up this request before you. And we ask that you who answers prayer will answer every prayer here. Grant your children their heart's desires.
Amen.
Let the sick be healed.
Amen.
Let your doors be open. Return with testimonies of liftings. Your promotion comes early. Your visa granted early. Your project is finished early. The land enters your hands. What you've been waiting for, receive. Your request is granted. Your request is granted. Your joy cometh now. Your doors are open. Your favor is granted. Rise to the next level. Rise to the next level. Enter your next dimension. Be supernaturally married. I decree increase on every side. Multiplication. No more delays. No more delays. No more affliction. No more reproach. It is done.
Hallelujah. Please allow me release one more grace before we are done. The greatest investment of the Spirit upon my life is the grace for encounters.
My God.
The Bible says, blessed is the man that God causes to approach him. You see, if all we receive are just things, we did not receive much. There is a grace that compels men. You see, hunger is a gift. Hunger is proof of health. You're about to receive something very heavy right now. The first thing that happens when an individual is sick is the loss of appetite. You use the loss of appetite as a layman's way of diagnosing the presence of sickness. That means when you lose spiritual hunger, it's a sign that something is wrong. And there are people, because of the vicissitudes of life, because of the challenges, the wear and tear of life, many here have lost their passion. Passion for the things of God, passion for prayer, passion for fasting, passion for the word. They've lost touch with consecration. They've lost touch with all that makes men mighty. We stand in agreement and we pray for you. In the name that is above all names,
yes, Lord. Yes.
Fire from heaven.
Hey!
That reignites your prayer life.
Yes.
Fire from heaven.
Fire.
That reignites your word study
yes.
life. Fire from heaven.
Yes.
That reignites your passion
yes.
for God. Receive it now.
Hey.
Receive it now.
Hey.
Receive hunger.
Yes.
Hunger for church.
Yes.
Hunger for God.
Hey.
Hunger for the things of God.
Hey.
Hunger for the study of
hey.
The word. Hunger for prayer
hey.
In the name of Jesus
hey.
That regardless the level you have attained in the spirit
yes, Lord.
I plant in you from tonight a holy dissatisfaction
hey.
Let it drive you to fast.
Hey.
Let it drive you to pray. Let it drive you to fast.
Hey.
Let it drive you to pray.
Hey.
Let it drive you to fast.
Hey.
Let it drive you to pray.
Hey.
Let it drive you to study.
Hey.
Let it drive you to give.
Hey.
In the name of Jesus.
Hey.
If Reverend Sam will lend me one more minute,
yes.
I want to curse the spirit of greed and connection to material things. This may look like an unnecessary prayer, but listen carefully. There are many who do not have because God knows that if He gives them, it will have them.
Oh my God.
Are we together?
Yes.
My God. God fights everything that takes His place, even if He's the one who gave you. Materialism is not having materials. Materialism is getting to a point where you exalt materials to be the God in your life, replacing the position of the Christ. And this is the tragedy of many believers. Ministry can become an idol.
Hey.
Yes, sir. Preaching can become an idol. Business can become an idol. Nothing in itself destroys until it is connected to a heart condition that exalts it above God. I want to pray. By this prayer, a circumcision will happen to someone. Listen, there are many of you, God wants to prosper you. He wants to open doors. But you see, the hindrance to your becoming and to your entering the next level is not necessarily demonic. It's that there is a heart condition God wants to prepare so that when the billions and the millions come, when the exaltation and the increase comes, you will remember the Lord your God. That's what He told the people. I pray for you. Every mundane connection to things that has made you exalt money, position, titles above and beyond the Christ, we dethrone it now.
Hey.
We dethrone it now.
Hey.
We dethrone it now.
Hey.
Every high thing must come down. Every stronghold shall be broken. You wear the victor's crown. You overcome, you overcome. Every high thing must come down. Every stronghold shall be broken. You wear the victor's crown. You overcome, you overcome. Finally, I declare before I let Reverend Sam continue, by this time next year, Gilgal 2025, except if you don't plan to be alive, but for as long as you plan to be alive, I prophesy to you, return 10 times better. Return 10 times better. Spiritually,
yes.
Financially,
yes.
Career-wise,
yes.
The 10 times better anointing,
yes.
Let it rest upon you. In the name of Jesus.
Hey.
Give Jesus a big hand of... Hand clap.